I only want to know if he's all right.
Perhaps these older nuns could help us with some of the details.
I don't think that's going to be possible.
Why not?
You're a journalist.
I used to be.
After losing his job, former BBC reporter Martin Sixsmith, played by Steve Coogan, teams up with Philomena to help her find her lost son and to write an article about it. During their journey, the unlikely pair develops a bond, and their mother-son type of relationship permeates the movie.
We also have fresh pancakes.
Thank you. Trying to have a private conversation.
My apologies, sir.
You should be nice to the people on the way up, because you might meet them again on the way down.
Dame Judi Dench captures the essence of the real Philomena, gracious, optimistic, strong. The action by the nuns of an Irish convent more than 50 years ago to take her son away shook her faith but did not destroy it.
And who could keep up a grudge for? I couldn't anyway. And especially with my religious teaching, I couldn't, because you're always taught to forgive. You know, turn the other cheek, maybe they say, but I gradually learned to do that.
Philomena discovered that her son Anthony was renamed Michael Hess, that in the 80s he was a lawyer for the Republican National Committee, and that he died of AIDS at the age of 43.
I tell you, it was like losing him twice.
Now, Philomena's goal is to help Irish women like her locate their lost children. She and her daughter Jane Liberton have started the Philomena Project, a campaign asking Irish authorities to open the files of thousands of children allegedly sold into adoption by the Irish Catholic Church.
They did say that they hadn't sold babies and that no money exchanged hands, but I know that people do have documents that say something else.
Liberton says thousands of babies were taken from their mothers.
I think there were about 2,000 children like Anthony that were adopted to the United States.
Now we're getting closer. All these years wondering whether Anthony was in trouble or in prison or goodness knows where. But as long as I didn't know, I could always tell myself he was happy somewhere and that he was doing all right.
Judi Dench says telling Philomena's story was a huge responsibility. She was as awed meeting Philomena Lee as Lee was meeting the actress.
She was sitting right behind me with her hand on my shoulder. Well, I can't tell you what I saw on the screen, because all I was conscious of was the hand on my shoulder.
And I just stood behind her with my hand on her shoulder and kind of, you know, watched the funny bit of it where she's on the trolley in the airport. She was, you know, so lovely.
I'm getting the royal treatment, Martin. I feel like the Pope.
That's how Philomena Lee feels now as she's leaving her quiet world in Ireland and heading to Hollywood in time for the Oscars. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.